Hello.
Hi, is this Harp?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Harp. How you doing? This is Zil.
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. So, do you have a minute?
Yes. Yeah.
Great. So, yeah, Harp. I saw your email. So I guess you're facing some sort of trouble pulling up the active listing and everything with your MLS.
Yes, actually, I did talk to them, and they said like they have only access they give to the third parties because you know they those kind of listings come through the realtor.ca, right?
Okay.
So the it is a data distribution facility, so DDF. So they have like a company list, so they have to be like certain companies in from their list who can access and create the website.
So basically, they do not give their links, like active links, active listing links to every single customer, right?
Yeah, not every single customer. So that is the only thing. Now I was just thinking because, you know, I was talking to one of the guy. I'm not sure, like, if we can hold off the website. Is it possible? Like, in, I know you guys did work. I understand that. So is it possible, like, if I can hold off the website things, like, and if I can get the money back, because, you know, I don't honestly, like, I because there is no point, like, basic website without the listing and stuff, right?
I absolutely understand. So, and may I ask, Harp, how much were you paying those for that MLS?
The MLS companies and stuff?
Yeah. The MLS where you bought the MLS from. So were you paying some sort of monthly or annual fee to them?
Yes, it is the annual fees. It's the board, right? So there's board. They have, like, you know, in BC they changed everything.
Okay.
So I already paid the fees, right? So it's the one-time fees to register with the board.
Okay.
So if they don't give the it's the realtor.ca, right? So they don't give the access to everyone. That's the only thing. They have a list of companies there.
Okay. So for this, we actually have worked with similar businesses before, and we had one of our clients previously. If are you in front of a computer right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So could you please type in IDX on Google?
Okay.
IDX. Once you type in IDX, now it is actually the MLS. So what it does, it is something that what you're looking for exactly, because you don't want your customers to come on the website, then type in the requirements and see the listing, right? You want them to see you want them to directly see the listings, active properties that are available in Canada, right?
Yeah.
So IDX do provide that MLS, but they charge, I guess, $80 or something like that. Like, they have some sort of fee, monthly fee attached to it, but they update the listing every single time. So what we'll do, if you buy the service from IDX, they will give you the whole process and everything, and like they have some sort of guide as well. Once you sign up with them and give us the information, we'll integrate the IDX to your website. So in that way, you will have all the active listings on your website, and they will keep on updating automatically. So you don't have to do anything on your part. Everything will be updated automatically, like all the listings. And the best part is you can actually, you are located in Canada, right? So you can select location Canada, and it'll show you all the listings, active listing from Canada. Now, in case, like for some clients, if they are located in the United States, they select the location United States, and they can see the whole active listing. If you want, I can actually send you their actual link where you can, like, read about them and go through every single thing that they offer.
What's the only thing, right? So when other guy called, he charged me, like, $3,000-something, right? Honestly, like, I paid so much money already.
Absolutely.
And I didn't get anything done, anything, not even social media, not even, like, nothing is done yet. So
Your social media
is
actually started. Remember the other day we were talking about, so I asked you if you wanted to go ahead and start with the social media or should we wait for the website to be completed? So you said we should start with the social media.
I understand. When the website, you know, they were saying online marketing and stuff, the MLS thing, he did explain me the IDX from that time. And he said, like, oh, if you pay, like, 3,000 something dollars, and it will automatically like take care of it. So I did pay those $3,000, right? So then why did think I have to pay this company extra when he was telling me everything is included?
All right. So let me explain. Now, the amount that you paid for, that was the coding and everything that was required to integrate MLS. And for some period of time, the IDX will be taken care of by our company. So let me talk to my manager. How long was it? I guess it was, let's say, let me see, usually, I don't know. Let me check. Could you please stay on the line?
No.
Let me confirm it.
Yeah, if you can give me a favor, right? So because I do want to hold off the because I have to check all the rules, everything.
Okay.
The website. If I don't want to build the website right now and all that thing, how much you guys are able to refund me?
Okay, so let me check if my manager is available. I'm going to transfer your call to him because that's the part where he takes care of everything. So you guys can talk about it and all right?
Yeah.
All right, please hold the line. I'll be right back.
Hey, thank you very much for staying on the line, Harp. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I am great, ma'am. Thank you. How was your weekend? How's your day going so far?
Good.
All right. So I think that you're in a little trouble, so I'm here to help you out.
Yes, actually, there was a couple of things going on. First of all, like our board is not allowing any other party who is not registered with them. So they are not able to provide MLS and stuff. Now they were saying IDX, I can hire another guy and stuff, right? It is like being a, I already paid so much money, and when they were telling about, he was telling about IDX, everything included, right? When
I was the guy who sold you the IDX and the MLS.
Yeah, so it was everything, right? So everything, like now if I don't know, like why is this thing is going on, right? So the other thing, now there was a board thing and my brokerage, they don't allow like separate things because I don't know, like when I was with them and they said like there was a no access.
Have you talked to your realtor?
The brokerage, I did talk, so I have actually conflict with them as well going on. So, like, on the realtor.ca, there is a data feed, which is my brokerage has to provide everything. But they said, like, they cannot. We have to add everything into the office website. And there was eventually those things are in the contract, but nobody go over, right?
Right.
So
right.
Those are the things going on. Now I was just talking to Joe. Is it possible, like, what we can, I can get a refund back because I will not be doing it website and the marketing at this point because I have a couple of months to get my permanent license. Once I have my permanent license, then they said they are able to do that. But not at the moment, right? So that's the only thing I have issues.
So let me tell you what's the solution of that, because I'm here to help you. So I'm going to give you the proper resolution on what we can do. First of all, you understand the fact that we have basically did pretty much every single thing that you have basically asked us to do. We have the emails, we have the recordings, everything about it, and I'm pretty sure you're satisfied as well. The only problem which you're facing right now is that your brokerage or the realtor is basically not giving you the MLS credentials that could be added up onto the website itself. So by that particular way, you could basically get the ball rolling, which is the website purpose. Now, as far as me selling you the MLS and IDX, I do remember I told you that the MLS and the IDX integration will be there for you. And the integration means that we will be installing the complete database from your website, your realtor website, and all the information from the MLS and the IDX as well. The one thing that I can do for you is, if you remember, I told you that there will be a fee, a monthly fee for IDX, but the price that you're paying, in that price, 12 months are already included in that, if you remember. And after 12 months of IDX, you have to pay $50 to $60 or maybe $40 to $80, depending on what is the price at that particular point. But right now, it's somewhere around $49.99 to $79.99 for the IDX. If you don't have the MLS, we can go ahead and we can add the IDX
but
for you.
But I thought there was like you gave me the discount afterwards, right? You were saying like for a whole life, then you don't need to pay, right? So
that is for the
thing, right?
Yeah. That is for the that was for the MLS. The IDX was something that I gave you the option at that time that if you choose the IDX, I will give you the option for 12 months because you were entrusted more in the MLS, which your realtor was using. So that's why I gave you both the option that even though if you add the MLS or IDX, it basically both works the same way, but you will have an advantage that you can sell the properties which your realtor is basically selling. Also, you can sell the properties which are listed on IDX as well. So you will have more options to play with.
Yeah, but right now the problem is that, right, so they're not able to give me, but I'm asking, right, so okay, if you have IDX, everything, then there was the data feed, right, so that is the only thing. I know you
the
guys
data
work
feed,
on that,
yeah,
right?
The data
but
feed.
But I didn't get anything, no social media done yet, no logo done yet, it's been so long, and no social media, no Instagram,
no, it's everything is ready. The only thing is that they haven't sent you, because first of all, they wanted to get the things done on the website, first of all, so that you could see everything else. If you want, I can send you your logos right away, I can send you your social medias right away, because it's been ready. So we have already done the complete work for you. Now, what I can do for you is...
For the website thing, I was just thinking if I can go in the list with them for the website right now, if we can hold off the website, so what you're able to refund me, if you can just tell me, like, if we are holding off the website, let's see social media done, and I know they give me the social media advertising something for 1 year, right, so everything, 1 year for social media thing, right?
Right.
The only thing is now we have a concern for the website. So website, I don't know.
So that is the thing. See, for the website, according to me, like only MLS and IDX has been left. Apart from that, everything else has been done. The solution that I can give you is, when do you think you will be getting the license?
It's like 6 months more to go, right? So that's the only thing. Even for the website, I was telling them to choose a template. I don't like the template. I send the couple of things. They were not changed. And
if you want, I can bring Joe on the phone. And because I think I was just checking all the messages. I think that you were basically being sending out the revisions and everything, and they were being done. Is there anything still left? You can let me know, and I can see why they haven't done that.
Yeah, the only thing is that I was telling them, I sent them a Danny's website. I said, I want a color combination and same kind of template to be updated. So now the only thing, I don't know, honestly. Like, I was talking to the guy with the... Now I have a question. If somebody else, the company, they have a company listed in the realtor.ca, right? Who they like, who they want to go with. So I ask them, like, they also provide IDX and stuff. If they create a website once, are you able to convert that website to your system? How that thing going to work if I have a website, if I get it done with them and see?
Okay,
are
so...
we able to...
So you want basically us to basically go ahead and get the things done on the website. Can you come again one more time?
No, I was just thinking, if I choose the other company, they mentioned, right, I have to go with those companies. If they prepare a website, are you able to take that website to your marketing and stuff?
Of course we can do that.
Okay. I was just thinking because, you know, like for the IDX thing, how's the IDX thing works? Like if it was included in my price or like, I don't know. Because, you
the
know,
last
they have
time,
like...
I think that you have only paid like...
Finder, whatever.
Yeah. So you have basically paid us like two times apart from the website. One was for the social media marketing. And then the other charge that you paid was for the MLS and the IDX integration. So that was something that you basically paid for. Now, in the MLS and the IDX, see, we have basically charged you to basically install it on your website. Of course, the customers usually give us the credentials, and then we go ahead and we basically install it to the website. But now in your case, your realtor is basically not allowing you or giving you the MLS. So what I was saying is we can still go ahead, and as far as the Danny website is concerned, I can send it to you. It's been done as well. You can basically check that. And I'm just sending you a message right now because I've just basically asked Joe, and he said that the Danny website that Harp told me to go ahead and change it, it's been done. So he's basically sending you that as well. Now, what I was saying is that in the price that you've already paid, for the next 12 months, you don't have to pay anything for the IDX that will be something which will be installed by us for you. And after 6 months, once you have your license reopened, you can install the MLS, which will be provided by the realtor, because at that particular time, you will have the license, and then they will easily give you the MLS, right? So we are only talking about the next 6 months. So for the next 6 months, we can make the website live with the IDX functionality, and you don't have to pay anything. So by that way,
so
you can still make
the
business.
Okay. If you guys, IDX, I have a question regarding that IDX thing, right? So as they created from the MLS, right? So the MLS, if you can go on the website, the property doesn't show by itself. It goes by the search. Customer has to search the property, then it comes up. Otherwise, nothing comes up, right? Whatever the thing is on the website,
Just give me 1 minute. Let me just connect Joe as well so that he can explain you like how this process will work, okay?
Yeah.
Please stay on the line.